The Land Down Under is sending electric fields to Eurovision 2024 with one Milk Ali slash in brackets one blood. But are we lapping up the milk from the Australian teat? Let's review Eurovision. So if the name Electric Fields rings a bell, it's because they very nearly have been to Eurovision before. Back in 2019, when they still had their big national selection, Electric Fields came second with a song called 2000 and whatever. I think it was 2000 and whatever. It was a great song. So they've certainly been in Eurovision circles before. This time, 2024, instead of 2000, 2024 is their shot. They're sending one Milk Ali in brackets, one blood. It is all about unity, being all together, being all nice, happy clappy. What do we think of it, Emily?
For me, it's this year's like it's my guilty pleasure. I find it really joyful and it just puts me in a good mood. And weirdly, this was actually the first Eurovision kind of song of the season that I actually listened to. And it just makes me happy whenever I listen to it. It's their kind of voices marry together so nicely. It's kind of different. It feels like you're kind of feels like sunshine in a song. That makes you want to vomit, doesn't
I know, I've died a little bit inside, but anyway.
it? I don't know. It's one of those where it's like I feel like I shouldn't like it, but I just do. I think, yeah, it's something kind of different, and you get admittedly it's only one word, but a bit of kind of Aborigine language in there, so it's nice to kind of see Australia mixing it up. I mean, they mixed it up last year. They kind of consistently send something different, which is refreshing. And yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, I like all of that. It's nice to see Australia doing something that only Australia could. Only they could get away with a bit of a didgeridoo, a little bit of Aboriginal language in there. It is so joyful. I mean, Australia can do Eurovision. I think Montaigne would have got through in 2021 had she not come across the hiccup of having to do the prereq and it be down under. I think she probably would have gone through any she deserved to. But so other than that, they've got a perfect record making it to the final. And I really hope this keeps it up because it is so joyful. It's a little bit like this sort of like, oh, we are the world. Everybody's happy. Everybody needs to be come together as one. That does make me want to be sick a little bit normally. But it's hard not to like this, I find. It's got a nice mix of 80s. It's got a nice mix of native sort of tastes to it. I just it does make me smile, and I have it I don't know, made an impression on me the first time I listened to it, and it kind of has stayed with me. So I was a big fan of 2000 and whatever. I was glad that Electric Fields were announced as the act, and this is a very very welcome follow-up. I think this is a great one from Australia, and certainly among the upper echelons of what Australia sent. They sent a lot worse than this, and I think it's a strong one. Certainly, I'm very much on board. So it is performing. Which semi-final is it going in? First one? It's going in for
What?
somewhere in the. Why, sorry?
First, but 13th.
If you've got the numbers, I don't. You'll see on the graphic that's right in front of you on your screen. It is
As if
13.
I've got it wrong, and then you're having to correct me in graphics.
It's fine. I can work it out. It is 13th in the first semi-final. So going towards the end of that first show, it's what we've been saying the whole time. It's the easier of the two semi-finals. They ended up winning a semi-final last year, quite surprisingly. Do you think they could do the same again? And what is your score out of 10, Emily?
I mean, I don't think it's a semi-final winner. And actually, because now at the time of record, they've now started releasing the bookies odds for the semi-finals. And I'm quite surprised to see that the odds are that basically this doesn't qualify, because I do think it really stands out as something kind of different. And I'll be quite sad if it doesn't. So I'll be hoping that it qualifies. But that, yeah, it doesn't seem to be kind of clicking with the fandom for some kind of reason, and I'm not entirely sure why. Whether when you actually get kind of more people kind of coming to it when it's close to the competition, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I'll be sad if it doesn't make it through. For me, it's an 8. Yeah, big fan.
I'll also give it an 8. I think it's, yeah, a really, really solid Australian entry. It's interesting that you say it's not really clicking with the fandom, because it what I've sort of noticed through scrolling through Twitter or X, whatever the hell you call it now, is people generally like this. It's made a good first impression. They like it. But there's a pretty universal sense, as we're seeing in the bookies, that it just isn't going to go through. And I can't, I'm struggling to reconcile the two. Like, if everyone likes it, or most people like it, surely it then will go through. Maybe the problem is it's not going to be that many people's favorite. Everybody likes it, but how many people are going to pick up the phone and vote for it? And that you need votes in order to make it through. So that's where the uncertainty rests. I think a lot of people admire it, but whether it'll actually do that well. I'm going to be hopeful, and I think this will go through. And like you, I'll be very, very disappointed if it doesn't. I think it will go through, and actually, this could be a bit of a dark horse this year because the juries, I think, will really get behind this in the same way that they got behind. Well, they get behind Australia nearly every year. They love it, and I think this is actually going to go down very well with the juries. They're going to love this, and I mean, Australia always, well, we say always struggles with the televote. They won a televote-only semi-final last year, but then in the running order in the final, bombed. Like, they were near the bottom. So it's always very uncertain how the televote will respond to it. I'm going to be hopeful, and I think this is a real dark horse of the year and could well finish in the top 10. I'd like it to. I love it. It's an 8 out of 10 for me.
Well, there we are. Yep, I am rooting for it. I'm praying that it gets through to the final because the final would be better for it. We all need some joy at the moment, and this brings it. But that's what we think. Let us know what you think, whether you agree or disagree with us in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you get notified every time we upload new content. And don't forget, of course, you can find us on Instagram at Review Eurovision, where we'll post nice little graphics. And of course, you can listen to us in podcast form as well. But that's it from this episode. Thanks very much for watching.